refuge. I'm glad my mother is dead. That sounds cold, heartless, mean. It is not. My mother grew up during the Depression under Hitler. She was 12 when that war started and lost three brothers. One was 17 and in the army only 6 weeks. Another came home on leave for that brother's death and died a week later. The third had a wife and infant. He was captured on the Russian front and died in a POW camp in 1948, the year my mother came here to marry my father, a young GI she met while he was occupying her country. She had to give up her German citizenship and died with a green card and good memories of her family, but nightmares of the war, the bombings, the fires, the missing friends, the hunger, the terror, the laws, the rules, the secrets, the lies, the father hiding in the woods at the end of the war, the uniform of his they burned, the buttons they dropped in the river and along the railroad tracks, his early death from near starvation. I remember we were poor but sent borrowed money home to her mother. I remember the 12 o'clock whistle going off and my mother running through the length of our railroad apartment, screaming her way through a flashback of air raid warnings, of incoming planes dropping incendiary bombs and cluster bombs to incinerate her city and shred her neighbors. I remember her standing in front of the wall, staring through it as she banged her head on it over and over again, as an old prop plane flew too low on the way to Idlewild or LaGuardia. I remember her lying on the couch for days, not saying a word, and my father telling us she had a headache. I remember the hospitalizations, the different diagnoses, the medications, the ones that drove her so close to the edge that they took her to the mental hospital. I remember her never wanting us to go somewhere on the street where she couldn't see us. She vowed to move us all to Canada if my brother got called up for the draft. She was not going to lose any more blood to a war, to a dictator's insanity. I sit here today on an ocean cliff, my refuge after a million horrid Facebook posts. We used to sit here in beach chairs with egg McMuffins and coffee in the Sunday paper, especially after my brother died and she needed big and open and bright. She asked me to scatter her ashes here because she knew I would visit often. I think of her and my brother, whose ashes are resting with hers below the waves, as our new insane dictator, in 1 week, repeated her long childhood nightmare at warp speed, a tweet, an edict, a proclamation, an hour, ripping open my memories of her nightmares. And I am glad my mother is dead and doesn't have to live her nightmares again. It's now my turn to sit with my fears.